come join us, and I will start with introductions. And for that, we will have Zach conduct the roll. And then, Zach, after you've gone through the roll call, I will ask that any guests who wish to identify themselves please do so. So with that, the floor is yours, Zach.
All right, thank you. So I'm going to start with Chairman Al Silvestri.
Al Silvestri is present, and I am chair of the advisory board for persons who are minor between here.
Thank you. Do we have Eileen Akers?
Eileen Akers is here, board member.
Thank you. Do we have Stephen Famigletti? Just give him a moment. No Steve? Do we have...
No, I'm sure he's not here.
Okay. Do we have Matthew Fazzino?
Yes, Matthew Fazzino here, Equal Employment Opportunity Specialist, representing Commissioner Gifford with the Department of Social Services. Hello, everyone.
Thank you. Do we have Andrea Giudice?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Fabulous. Yes. I'm a board member. Thank you.
Do we have Catherine Guzman?
Catherine wrote to me and said she would not be able to attend.
Thank you. Do we have Samuel Pride? Okay, no Samuel. Do we have Beth Reibel?
Yes, board member.
Thank you. Mary Silverberg?
Mary Silverberg, board member.
Thank you. Stephen Thal?
Morning, everyone. Present. Board member.
Thank you. And Randa Utter?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm a board member.
Thank you very much. And so I'm just going to go through some Bureau of Education and Services for the Blind staff. So do we have Mary Burgard?
Yeah, Mary Burgard, the Vocational Rehabilitation Supervisor.
Thank you. Chris Lassen?
Chris is here, Adult Services Supervisor.
All right, and I just want to note that Andrew Norton will not be attending this meeting. And I am Zach Moore. I am here and present. Do we have Tyrell Sampson? Lori St. Amand?
Yes, this is Lori, Volunteer Programs, Adult Services from BESBE.
Thank you. I also received notice that Catherine Sum will not be attending. Do we have Interim Director Cheryl Sepulak?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Zach. I'm here.
Thank you. Nancy Motherseal. Okay, no Nancy. And then I don't believe that Commissioner Porter is on this call.
She is not.
Okay, so that would cover it for BESBE staff. So at this time, I'd like to open it to any members of the public who wish to be identified.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Chairman, and Zach, and Director Sepulak. This is Nathaniel Whale, National Federation of Blind Florida.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to identify themselves? All right, I believe that's it. Mr. Chairman, I will refer back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Our first item on the agenda is the formation of work group, and I have given out the possible names of four work group, and we'd like to over what my vision is for each of them. And at the end of the presentation, I will ask that anybody who would like to volunteer to be on these work groups, please step forward. I have put out a request to Catherine Guzman to ask her if she would like to lead the Education Services work group, which is going to have a focus on children's services. And the reason I ask that BESBE staff be here, particularly the supervisors, is to offer any ideas they may have on how we may form closer connections both between the advisory board and the Bureau, as well as the advisory board and the Bureau working together to reach out to the blindest community in Connecticut so that community members understand that not only do they they have, best people can offer them that, but if they have any concerns, that they are welcome to get in touch with the board, and we encourage them to get in touch with us, either through the board or through these work groups, to let us know how we can better serve the community. So with that, let's start with the employment and training work group. How I envision the employment and training work group is working closely with Vote Rehab, that we would get a better understanding of what is available in terms of employment and training, how to connect people to employment and training opportunities with a particular focus on technology. Now that we are establishing what looks to be a model for working remotely that has taken root as a result of the pandemic, we need to be able to move and be nimble in terms of how we get people with legal blindness connected with opportunities for remote work. And to do that, I think it is wise to have a group that is in touch with that and that has leadership that is that has an understanding of what the modern workplace is. And with that, I would like to ask any board members who wish to join this group to please come forward and feel comfortable coming forward today. At this meeting, please let me know if it's the next day, as I will be sending out emails to people asking them to join the work group. With that, I'd like to open the floor to comments from board members with regard to employment and training work group.
Eileen Akers, I would be willing to be on that work group.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Eileen. I was hoping you'd say that. Do we have any others who would like to? Yes.
Al, this is Cheryl. In addition to talking about the what I would call the mission or the purpose of each of the work groups, do you have an expectation as to a meeting schedule or a time frame or any of those logistical type things?
I would really like that. I'd really like to leave that to the leadership of the particular work groups to the extent that that's possible. Right, for the time being, I'd like to leave it kind of open-ended because I don't want to I don't want to just let people run off in whatever direction. I don't want to necessarily build fences just yet. I think it would be better to let the work group, especially with someone like Eileen in leadership. She's been here a while. She's been here for a while. She understands the community. She understands Vote Rehab. And, I'd like to trust board members to be able to set agendas. And if they feel that they need guidance, by all means, I'm happy to do that. But what I'd really like to do is let the work group members establish the parameters in which they want to work.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate that. And maybe as the work groups get established, they can get in touch with me in terms of expectations of our input or participation. We can talk about that further.
That is exactly what I envisioned. Thank you for bringing that up, Carol.
Great. Thank you.
Al, Beth, I'll help you with that.
I'm sorry? Is that you, Beth?
It's Beth. Yeah, Beth,
yeah.
I'll help with that.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Anyone else who would like to come forward or offer comments on an employment and training work group?
Well, this is Randa. I could be on either that one or the technology, whichever work group needs more people, I guess.
Okay. The way I envision these work groups is either two or three members, and of course invite as many people as you want to join who you believe have expertise, and that includes people within the community as well as BESB staff. So what I'd like to do right now, Randa, is I'm going to put you on technology, if that's okay with you. And
sure.
By all means, please feel free to join employment.
Silverberg. You said to two groups, I think. Two or
one more. Actually, I'm proposing four. I'm sorry?
So far, it's employment and technology. What are the other groups that you will need members for?
Okay, so the four work groups I envision: employment and training, technology and accessibility, education services, and bureau structure. And we can talk about those each one at a time. So right now we're employment and training, but we have also talked a little bit about technology and accessibility. So I'd like to wrap up employment and training and then move to technology and accessibility. So are there any other comments on employment and training?
Not Beth. It would be nice if Cheryl would put an outline for that.
Agreed.
Looking at.
Sure.
We can talk offline. Not sure.
What
the expectation is, but we're certainly willing to help.
Excellent. Very good. Yeah. I mean, the meeting today is to just establish these work groups, and we don't necessarily need to get into the weeds just yet. I think offline the conversations will probably be the best way to go, because it's a more relaxed environment, and it doesn't have to be on the public record. Not that we're opposed to being on the public record, but people speak more freely in an environment where, you know, they feel as if they can be comfortable just offering advice and learning things. So with that, technology and accessibility. Now, I have been discussing this with Steve Saul, and I'd like to in particular ask for Steve to offer his comments, because he's got some very, very valuable insight on the topic of technology and accessibility. So Steve, I'd like to give you the floor.
Okay, good morning. In terms of the technology, it's a rather large field, and we can go in a lot of directions. I know one of the things that I've been concerned about with the technology is, how do we get clients to try out the equipment before they get it? You know, you just can't mail order things to people. So how does one get to try it out? I don't know if Besby has the low vision room where they can try out equipment, updated equipment. That's a real concern that I've been hearing from some of the clients for the past several months, is how do we try it out? You know, you go to Amazon and you order it, and then if it doesn't work, then you end up sending it back. It gets to be frustrating. I think there's another piece of the technology which is critical, in my estimation, is the low vision services, because this transpires among the three departments, the children's services, adult services, and voc rehab, and the BEP program. And there's been a lot of changes in the low vision field, and I was hoping to be able to chair that piece of it, because we've lost a lot of low vision specialists, and we also need to take a real look at how we can use other directions to help recruit them, and to look at the procedures that are currently in place and see what needs to be changed. One example is, many of the low vision specialists have the prescription service all tied in. Well, we're finding that many low vision doctors don't want that piece. They're willing to do the exam, but whatever reason, they're not interested in having a prescription service on their premise. Some are, but many don't want it. So that's just one example we got to look at. We also have to look at the procedures for reports, and also how the choices being how they're receiving their payments. Another issue has been they've been getting them late. There's been a lot of confusion, so I think that should be like a subset or maybe even a separate committee in order to move all these things together. I know the agency started a program, what, 3-4 years ago. One of the questions I had, I don't know if Mary Burgard can answer this, does RSA require a compatible benefit list in the folders of the client so that we check other benefits and saying these are the only ones, so Voc Rehab will pay it, or Children's Services, is that still around? I remember that from my Voc Rehab days.
No, actually, we don't require documentation about comparable benefits, but we do try to get the employer, due to ADA accommodations, to provide as much technology as they're willing to provide. So it's actually in our policy regarding that we have to go to the employer first. So not so much comparable benefit, but more an ADA accommodation for work. And I can go back to your first point, actually, that we act, it's one of VR's initiatives for our state plan goals that went into effect in July, and we've already really, started this goal. But we are updating our tech lab. So we have ordered so much new updated equipment for the point of what you just said. We had never had Braille notes in the past there. Now we have Braille notes. I mean, we really updated the tech lab for the purpose of being able to have individuals try out technology. We spent a pretty good amount of money already, it's probably going to continue. And we're bringing some of the equipment down to the southern part of the state. So that piece is definitely in effect.
Now we'll clients from the other adult services and the children's services be able to take advantage of that, or is that just limited to Voc Rehab people?
They can, yes. We do let adult services and children's services utilize the equipment if they needed to bring it out to show a client. That's fine as well. We do loan out equipment, if individuals are getting their technology repaired, we probably wouldn't do that for other departments because it is Voc Rehab funded, so we have to be a little bit careful regarding how we use the equipment, but it's okay to actually have an individual in another department use equipment because they could potentially be Voc Rehab, so.
Mary, is Voc Rehab. Mary, it's Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. Are you going to offer people to train with this technology so
yes.
they know what they're doing?
Yes. Yep, it's also available for training. Yeah, it's available for training.
Who are the trainers that are listed to start doing this?
Jolene Nemeth is the primary person kind of taking care of the tech lab right now. We have Christiana Taima, who is our technologist down in the southern part of the state. So the two of them are part of this initiative. We are looking to refill a technologist position, which is a primary position for us. Unfortunately, it's just taking a little longer than we had all hoped, but once we get that position filled, that position is going to be the technologist up in the Hartford region. Jolene is more of a trainer, a computer trainer, technology trainer than a rehab technologist evaluator. So we are down one, but once we hire that position, we'll have three.
Mr. Chairman, is it appropriate to create this committee? And if so, is a motion necessary?
That's a very good question. This is a work group, not a committee. So
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think it would be appropriate to actually have a motion to do that.
Then I will make such a motion.
Okay, very good. We have a motion. Okay, go ahead.
And I'll second it.
Okay, Is there a motion to create a technology and accessibility committee? Eileen, did you want to put employment and training along with that?
Well, my emphasis, I thought, would be on, you know, the low vision committee.
Okay, well, that would be technology. I would think that would be technology.
It really, again, as Steve said, it really does encompass all departments.
It does. That is true, yes. You could certainly incorporate it to both. So, okay, then we'll go with technology and accessibility. We have a second from Beth. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Do we have any further discussion?
So that means the low vision is part of the technology and accessibility committee?
That's the way I see it, but I would like to emphasize that doesn't preclude a low vision discussion for employment and training. Because low vision for adult services, say, for somebody who's out of the workforce, would be different than low vision training for somebody who is attached to the workforce. So I don't necessarily want to confine low vision to technology and accessibility, but it would certainly be a point of emphasis in technology and accessibility. I mean, it's right there in the name of the work, accessibility and technology.
Well, my concern, Mr. Chairman, is that the low vision group has been meeting, my guess is, 3 or 4 years already, and they're trying to put together some specific procedures or look in creating as to how to recruit new low vision specialists and maybe going in a different direction in terms of trying to go after like places like Harvey and Lewis or others.
Right.
I'll pick up the prescription, and I think that is a little bit different than what you're saying in the committee. While it's involved, I think it requires a little different perspective. I would see that as a separate work group, so we can concentrate just on that and not be distracted by other pieces of technology at this point, because of what's been done and what needs to be done, I think greater concentration has to focus on the low vision doctors, and this is going to require a humongous effort to locate people in the field or work with some that we've already worked with and to try to change procedures within the agency. And I think
Mr. Chairman, that was the point of my motion, to create a separate work group dealing with low vision services.
Okay, so then what we want is a low vision services work group. Is that what I'm
correct? That was the intent of my motion.
Okay. All right. Very good then. Is that a common understanding among the board members?
Can we please clarify the motion for the record?
Yeah, I think we do need to clarify the motion.
The motion, and I always need your help with this, Mr. Chairman, but my motion would be to create a, I'm sorry, this heat is really getting to me. My motion is to create a low vision work group.
Okay, very good then. A low vision work group. Okay, is that a common understanding among the board members then? Low vision. The motion is to create a low vision work group. So then with that, we have a second.
Second.
Okay, we have a second from Stephen. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of forming a low vision work group, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Without objection, the chair is going to rule that the ayes have it, and if anybody would rather, we can certainly call the roll. Hearing no objections, the motion is passed.
Yeah, I'll be happy to chair the committee if the chairman wants.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your stepping forward.
As Mary Silverberg, I would volunteer to be part of that work group.
Excellent. Thank you, Mary.
What I'm going to do is to include all the members that have been working on the low vision within the agency.
Excellent. I think that's a great
idea. You know, supervisors, and I know a couple people like Brenda Lamar and Lisa, they were retired, so they won't be part of the committee. And Mark Rafferty will be part of the committee.
Good.
Then we'll see what other people we will need going forward, because I'm hoping to have a brief report at our September meeting.
Excellent. I think that's a terrific idea, Steve.
You know, establishing the goals and have one meeting if people can do it, because I don't like more than an hour meeting. I just want to get it done and move forward.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
That sounds excellent. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary.
Mr. Chairman, I do want to interrupt quickly. A motion was made to accept this work group, but there have not been motions to accept the two previous work groups discussed.
Yeah, I'm going to circle around to that right now. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
I'd like to circle back first to the employment and training work group, with the understanding that it will be working mostly with folk rehab. And for volunteers, I have Eileen Akers and Beth Rival. Are you both still interested in pursuing that work group?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Very good. Okay, excellent. Very good then. Do we have any further discussion? Well, first of all, do we have a motion to establish the employment and training work group?
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion from Steve. Do we have a second?
Eileen seconds the motion.
Okay, we have a second from Eileen. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of forming an employment and training work group, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Now, with regard to a technology and accessibility work group, is there a motion to form such a work group?
This is Andrea.
This is Randa.
All right. Okay, then I second.
Okay, so Andrea proposes the work group, and Randa seconds. Let me just make a note of that on my agenda here. Further discussion on the technology and accessibility work. Hearing none. All those in favor of forming said work group, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we now have a technology and accessibility work group. All right, the next work group I propose is education services, and the one person I had hoped most to have here to express their opinions and their preferences on the education work group is not here in Esther Guzman. However, we do have a highly experienced educator, PPI, and Eileen Akers. So Eileen, I'd like to invite you